Outsourcing and 3PLs. A key issue in developing a warehouse strategy is how to manage gaps between warehouse capacity and demand. These gaps may occur for a number of reasons. Seasonal variations in demand. Variations in inventory needs tied to promotional events. The effect of product life cycles in which initial demand for a new product is followed by a gradual decline in demand as competitors appear. Global shifts in production such as offshoring and nearsourcing. Offshoring refers to the location of facilities in countries with lower production costs. Nearsourcing refers to outsourcing to adjacent countries or regional neighbors. Increased specialization of business processes and customer needs that changes the requirements for warehousing. For example, the increased use of cross-docking and fulfillment warehouses and value-added capabilities, or the expansion of a cold chain network. If demand exceeds capacity, should the business spend its resources to make or build additional warehouse capacity, or should it buy that capacity on a more temporary and flexible basis? If capacity exceeds demand, should the business shed some of that capacity and sell or close warehouses, or should it retain that capacity and lease it to other companies? There is no single correct answer to these questions, but outsourcing can provide a way for businesses to manage their warehouse capacities and capabilities more flexibly and economically. In supply chain logistics management, Bowersox et al., note the following. Full warehouse utilization throughout a year is rare. As a managerial guideline, a typical warehouse will be fully utilized between 75 and 85% of the time, so from 15 to 25% of the time, space needed to satisfy peak requirements will not be used. Bowersox et al. See this as an opportunity for businesses with private warehouses to outsource this excess demand to public warehouses. Outsource capabilities. The functions in a distribution center can be outsourced to a third party, such as a third-party logistics, 3PL organization. However, because the activities in a DC, from receiving to storage to picking to shipping, tend to be tightly integrated, the entire process is usually outsourced. Outsourcing the distribution function does not mean that the company gives up ownership of the warehouse. It is possible that a business may retain ownership of the building and essentially lease a workforce and equipment. Other possibilities for outsourcing include operational capabilities, for example, providing order fulfillment for specific unit sizes, for example, eaches, providing reverse logistics or other capabilities. Peak storage. The capability to lease temporary storage space on demand and eliminate this expense when it is not needed may be a good way to handle fluctuations in demand and supply. Cross-docking. Some businesses need facilities where shipments can be broken down, sorted, and consolidated, and then sent on to customers. Special storage. Because of higher building costs, it may be more cost-efficient to outsource storage for items such as frozen/refrigerated foods. Outsourcing storage of hazardous materials also relieves companies of specialized training, equipment, and compliance requirements. It does not necessarily relieve the owner of the hazardous materials from all liability if an incident occurs, however. Special handling. For example, in the hanging garment industry, transporting, handling, and storage requires specialized equipment. Distribution services can be provided cost-effectively by companies with the necessary equipment and experience, 3PLs, and other outsourcing providers. There is a great deal of variety in warehousing service providers. Many warehousing service providers are 3PL organizations that own warehouses and also offer other logistics services. These 3PLs or other outsourcing providers may be used for only one service, for example, transshipment depots near markets, or for a full array of warehouse services, for example, inventory management, storage, value-added services. A provider may serve a single client or groups of clients, like a public warehouse. Providers may operate locally or may offer regional networks that can integrate distribution over a larger area. A provider may give access to more sophisticated, cost-effective information technology through their own warehouse management system. Independently owned providers may form networks with other companies to provide distribution services across international borders. Third and fourth party logistics providers may be used. Warehouse service agreements may include a long-term contract or be more temporary in nature. Warehouse logistics providers have also formed joint ventures with some of their clients to combine their own capabilities and their customers' expertise in a particular market, for example, in the hanging garment and high-tech industries. When deciding whether to outsource to a warehousing service provider, organizations need to examine whether doing so will add value for their organization. In addition to cost analysis, organizations should analyze their core activities and decide whether internal functions create value that the market cannot replicate. It is essential that both parties in an outsourcing partnership agree on well-defined, measurable, intended outcomes and approved courses of action to address situations when agreed-upon standards are not being met. Doing so will help ensure that the relationship is productive. As an example, Richards et al. In warehouse management, cite a survey indicating that 63% of respondents believe that improved requirements and procedure definitions would help outsourcing agreements.